Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Bible is widely considered to be the most profound collection of books in all of history. It includes messages and stories that are still referenced today in the secular world, but it's long, complicated, hard to read, and not organized in chronological order. In the Short Bible, author Dr. Peter Bielsma offers basic facts about the Bible, discusses the development of the modern Bible, and reviews its themes. He summarizes all the books of the Old and New Testaments in 25 short, easy-to-read chapters, capturing the epic stories, characters, and main ideas, structured like a modern book. It also includes historical and geographical facts to help clarify the context of the events. Peter Bielsma earned a bachelor's degree from Wheaton College and a master's in public administration and doctorate in education, leadership, and policy from the University of Washington in Seattle. He served 10 years in Christian agencies before working 30 years in government positions, international, federal, state, and local levels. He's researched many topics in an objective and nonpartisan manner and summarized the issues for busy leaders. He's lived in 7 states, 4 other countries, now lives with his wife in the Puget Sound region of Washington State. Peter Bielsma, author of The Short Bible, a chronological summary of the Old and New Testaments, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Bielsma, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be on.
What a project, what a book, and excellent reviews that the books are receiving. You've had a very unique life. I just touched on it in the introduction. What about those life experiences qualified you, prepared you to write this book, The Short Bible?
Well, I was brought up in a Christian family and became a Christian at a Young Life camp when I was a teenager. And I've studied the Bible for more than 50 years. I'm a graduate of Wheaton College, magna cum laude. Wheaton's considered probably the best liberal arts Christian college in the world. My parents worked for 60 years in various Christian ministries, and I've read hundreds of books and listened to thousands of sermons about the Bible. I'm also a world citizen, as you mentioned. I've lived overseas and in many places in the U.S., and I've worked in both Christian and secular positions. So I understand the perspectives of Christians and non-Christians. And during the past 35 years, in my professions in the public sector and in my graduate level studies, I've learned how to summarize complex issues in an objective manner using easy to understand language. For example, I work for Congress doing investigations in many parts of the world and writing reports that address many different sectors of the economy, like finance, healthcare, education, energy, transportation, foreign assistance, international trade. And I've also published a number of academic journals, articles, and reports in a number of K-12 education issues. So besides being an author, I've also been a teacher, a researcher, a nonprofit executive, and a data scientist. So I'm pretty well-rounded. And I think all these experiences and background qualifications give me a good handle on taking on a study like this.
It really did. You can tell where all of those influenced the writing of the book. The book is The Short Bible, a chronological summary of the Old and New Testament. Peter Bielsma is our guest on the program. That's B-Y-L-S-M-A. Book available to the usual places, authorreputationpress.com, for example, and Peter's own website, shortbible.com. We've got all that on our website, and we'll give you that as we go through the program. Peter, this was had to be a massive undertaking on your part. Why did you decide to write the book? Some people would say, boy, there's so many Bible-oriented books out there. Why is this one different? And it is unique. Why did you decide to write The Short Bible?
Well, there were many things that motivated me to write this book. I thought, first of all, everybody needs to have an easy way to read and understand the Bible. I've been frustrated when I read the Bible because it's so long and complicated. You know, they fit the entire Bible into what looks like a book, but the font is tiny, the margins are narrow, and the paper is just really thin. So it's really long. It's also really complicated, and it's not compiled in a chronological order. Some of the wording is awkward. And basically, I'm a busy person, and I don't have time to read something that doesn't get to the point quickly. So probably I'm a lot like other people, and a lot of people don't read it because it's so long and complicated.
Yes.
And some of those people who do read it often don't really understand it. It happened at a different time in a different context and geography. So I think most people, I know that I've focused mainly on the New Testament as a Christian, and I don't really, or I didn't really understand the big picture, you might say. I've been surprised at how widespread the misconceptions are about the Bible in its stories, or just a total ignorance of the stories themselves. I've talked to some atheist friends, and they misrepresent the Bible. They seem to have a really screwy understanding of what's included in it, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. The Bible also lacks important details, and so that's why so many books are written about it, because there are so many things that need to be explained. And I felt like a shorter book is more likely to be read and understood than a very long book. But I also wanted to make myself useful in the next phase of my life. I was approaching retirement from the public sector position when COVID hit in 2020 in the winter. And then Black Lives Matter and the political turmoil of an election year came along. And I wanted to use my skills to condense a very long, complicated, yes, important book into something that could be read fairly quickly. I wanted to understand the Bible better myself. And with my background on simplifying complicated things, I thought, well, I'll try this. And I was hearing a lot of Christians, or people who said they were Christians, talk and act in ways that I didn't think reflected the teachings of Jesus. So I thought, you know, maybe they need to have something that they can read, will understand the messages. I shared my idea of writing a shorter version, a summary of the Bible, with some of my friends, and everybody liked the idea. Everybody wanted to read it when it was done. And the messages of the Bible still apply today. So I think people need good news these days, and the Bible is actually full of good news.
It's interesting, so many topics that are discussed, and you bring about it in the book, the Short Bible, that are in the Bible, are relevant topics today. Peter's book is the Short Bible. His website is shortbible.com. You find the book at the usual places, with the publisher, authorreputationpress.com. All of this on our website. Bylsma, by the way, is B-Y-L-S-M-A, if you're Googling. How did you go about writing the Short Bible? Was there a particular perspective or interpretation you had as you were writing it?
I didn't take any specific theological or denominational perspective. I just wanted to summarize what was written and fill in the details that a normal reader would want to know. I wasn't trying to persuade anybody to believe what I believe. I really just wanted to lay out the facts, you might say. There were two guiding principles. I wanted to make it understandable and use common day language, so there's no these and thous or religious jargon.
Yes.
And I also wanted to focus on the main overall themes and characters. So that meant some things were going to have to be cut out, but I needed to make sure that those were not essential to the overall theme, the plot. The Bible, no one book kind of tells the whole story, but collectively, it actually hangs together like a regular book, with a plot, with characters, with themes that run throughout it. I consulted a number of Christian friends and asked them to identify what those main themes were. And then I started going to it. I downloaded some Bible text and started organizing and deleting and filling in the details when I thought they needed to be added. I did sense God was with me during this whole process. I had many people review drafts of what I had written to make sure that it was accurate and readable. The publisher reviewed it to make sure there wasn't any kind of a heresy going on. I didn't include any kind of book chapter and verse numbers like is normally found in a Christian book, because that would interrupt the flow. But there is an appendix that lists all the different books and verses that I quote.
Who did you write the book for? And I ask that because you've touched on that. This is a book that someone who has been unfamiliar with the Bible would would reap benefits from. And those who have read the Bible maybe been somewhat confused and really haven't gone back to the Bible as frequently as they should have. This really is for everybody, isn't it?
It really is. I wrote it with a multiple set of people in mind. I wrote it for Christians who've already read the Bible, but want maybe a new look or a refresher look, especially to follow the main themes that I pretty much include throughout the Old and New Testament. I want Christians to have a better understanding of how the Old Testament relates to the New Testament. That's something that I had struggled with, and when I was done with this project, it all made sense to me. I also wanted to make it available to people who've wanted to read the Bible, but have never had the time or the patience to read it. I know a number of people have made a resolution at the beginning of the year to say, I'm going to read the whole Bible in 1 year. And very often they don't get very far. I know yes. others who actually do it and read different versions. This would be another version that might be refreshing. I also want people to understand the main characters and stories who might not be Christians, but it's the most read book of all time. And you really need to understand the stories if you want to understand the secular world, if you want to understand the art in museums and cathedrals. The Christian characters and stories permeate, you know, the press. People talk about the Good Samaritan or the prodigal son. Well, who are they? Well, those stories are in the Bible. I also have a number of agnostic and atheist friends who've talked to me about the Bible and their perspective and their perceptions of what is included in the Bible are way off target. And it's really frustrating for me to have an argument with them or a discussion when they have such weird ideas. And so I wrote it for them as well, so that they could at least know what it is that they're against. So really, it's a book for everybody.
The book is The Short Bible. There are several versions, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program today, that you can get as well, the simplified short Bible and one for students. And again, we'll mention that as we go through the conversation. Peter, in the book cover, it says you condensed, organized, and explained the Bible. Talk about the organization, because this is another plus, isn't it? This is really easy to read. It's not where we're jumping around and not quite sure where the flow is going. It's very well organized. Talk about the organizational aspect of the short Bible.
Yeah, I've organized it like a normal book,
yes,
which is like a history over a 2,000-year period. Think of me as a journalist who was going along with the Israelites and then the first century, watching what was happening and really kind of giving a narration and using quotes as I go along. I begin with an introduction chapter, which gives some basic background information about the Bible. And then there are 25 chapters that summarize all 66 books of the Bible. And it's squeezed into 300 pages. Each chapter has a descriptive name and subtitle, kind of like you would have as a headline in a newspaper. Part one covers the Old Testament in 160 pages. There's 14 chapters there. 12 of the chapters provide a historical chronology. There is one chapter on poetry, which deals with the Psalms, and they are complete Psalms rather than summaries. And then there's one chapter that covers five books that are not part of the chronology, like Proverbs and Job and Song of Solomon. And then in part two, I cover the New Testament in 140 pages in 11 chapters. There are five chapters about the life of Jesus, and the rest of the book deals with the disciples and the followers of Jesus. And then there's a concluding chapter that deals with this kind of the end of times, time that has not yet come. I end with an epilogue and an author's perspective where I kind of lay out my view of how all this hangs together and what it means today. There are a number of appendixes in there. There's a timeline. There's an index and a glossary. There's a list of verses that I've quoted. I show how it's aligned with each of the chapters are aligned with the books of the Bible. And then there are a number of maps that people can look at to follow what would happen. So it can be read in a few days. The audiobook is less than 12 hours long. But I wouldn't recommend it. The content is really heavy, and it definitely is something that you want to ponder as you read.
The book is The Short Bible, a chronological summary of the Old and the New Testaments by Peter Bylsma, B-Y-L-S-M-A. Book at authorreputationpress.com, shortbible.com, Amazon, the usual places. Time going by so quickly. Go to Peter's website, shortbible.com. You'll get all the information on this and the other versions there as well. What are some of the things that you added or explained in the book, The Short Bible, that are not in the Bible?
Well, that introductory chapter provides some basic facts about the Bible, including some guidelines on how to interpret the Bible, a listing of those main themes that run throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, and the different ways that God communicates with people. I've also added information that people at that time knew, but we don't know it. For example, geographical distances. How far is it from one place to another? So when God called Abram to leave Ur and go to Canaan, well, where was Ur and, you know, how far was it? How long did it take him to get there? Those are kind of some things that I think are important for people to understand the context. I also explain the meaning of some unusual verses like a camel going through the eye of the needle and make the crooked straight and the rough places plain. I explain those things usually in some kind of a footnote. So it doesn't interrupt the flow of the narrative. And then probably the most importantly, I add information about what happened between the Old Testament and the New Testament. There were 400 years where nothing was written. And all of a sudden you end the Old Testament and I'll jump into the New Testament and the context is totally different. The Greeks have come. The Romans have taken over. They've influenced the politics, the economics, the philosophy of people of the world at that time. It was also a time when Jewish groups formed, the Zealots, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. So these are things that people back then knew, but now 2,000, 3,000 years later, we don't know them. So they are natural questions that a reader would have if they haven't listened to, you know, hundreds of sermons. And I fill that in so it is a smooth explanation of what's going on.
What were some of the challenges you faced? And I would assume there were many as you were organizing, preparing, and getting ready to write the book, the Short Bible. What were some of the challenges, the biggest challenges?
Well, the sheer volume of the text to review and then understand was a challenge.
Yes.
And then to make it flow like a regular book, that was a challenge. I had to reconcile some conflicting accounts. For example, there were two different accounts of how Judas killed himself. And I had to figure out, well, what am I going to do? Eventually, I just said he committed suicide. It wasn't really that important to know how he did it. Putting the four New Testament accounts of Jesus's life together, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, into one smooth narrative was also a challenge because they were somewhat different. They included different parts. There is a lot of overlap, but they weren't always saying the same thing. And I wanted to make it clear. And so I actually divide that part of the part of the book about Jesus into the acts of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus, as well as the beginning years and then what happened at the end of his life. The last chapter of the book was probably the most challenging, and it covers what happens in the future. There are references to what happens in the future in both the Old Testament and New Testament, and of course, the book of Revelation is all about that. And there are many different views about what all the symbolism means. I consulted a nationally recognized expert on Revelation, and he gave me feedback on the chapter. And I'm not going to say what I say, but you know, spoiler alert, you know, it all ends up being pretty good. The final challenge I had came after I finished writing the book. I wanted to put it into an audiobook. But the person I selected to read it was not familiar with the biblical terms. So I had to create a pronunciation guide for him so that he would pronounce the words correctly. And that took a long time. And there's no agreement about how to pronounce certain words. So I created this guide with nearly 300 words to help the reader of the audiobook to say the words properly. And now I have added it to some other versions of the book, the simplified version, which I'll talk about, and a student version. I will include that pronunciation guide when the short Bible gets reprinted. And I've also made it available for free on my website. So if people wonder how to pronounce certain words, it's there. Now, there's a lot of words I didn't include because they're not in the book. But basically, the most important ones are there.
And Peter's website is shortbible.com. Very simple to remember, the title of the book, The Short Bible. Also, the simplified version. We'll talk about that in a second, but time is going by so quickly. I want to ask you, you mentioned at the beginning, a student of the Bible for over 50 years. Did you learn anything new as you were preparing and writing the book, The Short Bible?
Yes, I did. There were some Old Testament characters that I had never heard of. For an example, there was a king named Jephthah, and his story is so interesting, but it's also very tragic, and I can understand why it was never shared when I was in Sunday school as a kid. It's a very, very profound story. I also had questions about some of the verses, like, what does it mean to heap burning coals on a person's head? I had to look that up. Because it's mentioned in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it comes at a really important time of the teaching. I made discoveries about probably who wrote the book of Job. That was very interesting. That's included in the footnotes. I saw the parallels between what was happening then and now, and it just seems like there are some things that never seem to change. And some of the stories are just very riveting. So I enjoyed the process. It was not it was not hard to do. It was very interesting and certainly a challenge to do.
Peter Bylsma, our guest on the program, B-Y-L-S-M-A. We've talked about several other versions of the Bible, the Short Bible, chronological summary, the Old and New Testaments. Tell us about the other versions.
Yeah, after I finished the Short Bible, I was talking to a friend, and she was really excited about sharing and reading the book with her children. And I thought, oh no, this is not a book for children. The vocabulary and the sentence structure were meant for readers who have at least a 10th grade reading level. And there are a lot of awful stories in the Bible. If the Bible were a movie, it would be R-rated. So I decided to create a simplified version that's shorter and more appropriate for kids, people who were at least 10 years old. And I either removed or sanitized some of the sordid details that I included in the longer version. Then I decided to create a student version of the simplified version, and because I wanted people to be able to study the Bible and ask the right questions of it. I added the pronunciation guide to both the student and the simplified version. And the student version has a number of study and reflection questions that I think are very challenging. This isn't, you know, who did what, but it's more, what does it mean to you? Why do you think this happened? And I think these versions would be good additions to the public schools and the public libraries. Finally, I've had the book translated into Spanish. The simplified version's been translated into Portuguese, and it's being translated into French, German, Ukrainian, and Russian. And I'm planning to have the simplified version translated into at least 10 other languages when I get the funds to do that.
All of this information is available on Peter's website, which is shortbible.com. Bylsma is B-Y-L-S-M-A. AuthorReputationPress.com, the publisher. You'll find information there as well. Of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. And all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. I know you've talked about giving away nearly all of the profits you make from the book. And I know that's important to you. Briefly, tell us about that. What do you plan on doing with the profits from the Short Bible?
Well, I thought I might earn a lot of money by selling these books, but I don't need the money. And I would rather have the money go to good causes. So I created the Bylsma Foundation, a nonprofit organization registered with the IRS, and it will receive 90% of the earnings from all of my books. The foundation will fund organizations that will help people in need, promote justice in the world, seek and spread the truth, help others understand the meanings and the story of the Bible, encourage those who need good news. So when you buy a book, you're actually helping other people as well. You can also make tax-deductible donations to the foundation, which would help me fund further translations. The foundation website is www.bylsmafoundation.org, and there's a link to it on my website on shortbible.com. So I'm hoping that this book and its blessings will help many people around the world. I want to have it translated and then published and distributed in many different countries. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
The book is helping so many people and will help you as a reader. The book we're talking about specifically is The Short Bible, a chronological summary of the Old and New Testaments. Also available, the simplified version. Peter talked about the student version as well. All of this you'll find at his website, shortbible.com. AuthorReputationPress.com, a place to go to get information, order the book as well, Amazon, all of the usual places. Peter, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job you've done with this. You break it down for all of us to get through something that we all feel we need, but sometimes is intimidating for us as readers. You break it down. You have it organized and presented a way like it would be in a modern book, chronological. It's a pleasure to read. Congratulations on the success of The Short Bible, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Rick. It's thanks for having me.
It has been our pleasure. An important book, The Short Bible, a chronological summary of the Old and New Testaments. The author is Peter Bylsma, B-Y-L-S-M-A. His website, shortbible.com. All the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.